This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Ruchim haba and welcome everyone. We continue in Mishnah Yomis. We're learning the very last Mishnah, Masechta Nedar, and Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Yud Beis. And we begin Masechta Nazir. Barishayna hoy Aymrim. At first, the Chachamim said, Shalosh Nashim, there are three women who will be enumerated. Yoytzeis v'noitlis ksuba. They go out, meaning the husband has to divorce them and give them the ksuba. Number one, hoy meres tmei anilach. We're talking about a Eshes Kain, the wife of a Kain, who says to her husband she was raped, and she's usher to him. So the husband has to divorce her, and he has to give her the ksuba. She could say, look, it's your fault that I'm usher to you. It's your bad mazel that because you're an Eshes Kohen, that's why it happened. If you would have been an Eshes Yisrael, then I wouldn't have been usher to you. It would have never happened. The second situation is someone who says, Shamayim beini levenach, heaven between me and you. Meaning she challenges his Kayach Gavra, his manhood, that he's not capable of producing children, meaning she's saying, the one who resides in heaven, he knows the issue here. And number three, Netula Anim and Hayudim, meaning she assures herself in Hanas Tashmish from all Jews, her husband included. At first, these three women, the Chachamim, believe them, because if they had to demean themselves to go to Bezdin and say these things, they're believed. Chazru Lamar, but then they retracted. Not to believe a woman on these tainas. So that a woman does not see another man and want to marry him and try to destroy the marriage. So they therefore said, only a woman who says, I'm tummy to you. So this woman has to prove it. Without a proof, we don't believe her. If she says, heaven knows the issue, we try to persuade her, we try to have the couple be mefayes, or netulanim and hayyudim. If she says she's aser to all Jews, yafer chalkai, will aser his chelek, the iser neder that she's aser to him among everyone, but will be matter the part that asers her to him. Usehe misham shatoi. After we're made for that, he could live with her. Usehe netulam and hayyudim, but she continues to be aser to regular Jews. Slick masachas nedarim. We begin Masechta Nazir. The Mishnah says, Kol kinui, kinuye naziros ke naziros. All nicknames for naziros are like naziros, and the Gemara says the Mishnah is missing words. It should say, V'chol yadois naziros ke naziros. The following are yadois naziros. Ha'imer, one who says, Ehe, I will be. The Gemara explains he sees a nazir passing in front of him, and he says, I will be, meaning I will be like him. Hare's a nazir, he's a nazir. Oi, one who says, Ehe, nazir. Ehe nava, I will be beautiful. The Gemara says he grabs his hair and he says, Ehe nava, I will be beautiful. His kavana is, I want to be beautiful in my hair like a nazir. So the halacha is nazir, he's a nazir. If he says, nazik, naziach, paziach, one who says, I am a nazik, naziach, or paziach, hari is a nazir. It's like he said, harini nazir. One who says, harini kaza, I should be like this guy, or someone says, harini masalsal, behold, I will twirl, I will twist here, or harina mechalkel, hare alai l'shaleach pera. All these expressions are expressions of growing hair. Mesalsel is to turn and twist the hair. Mechalkel is to arrange the hair. L'shaleach pera is to grow the hair. All these cases, if he's neskavin for naziros, hare ze nazir ze nazir. Hare alai tziparim. If, let's say, his kavana was to the two turtle doves or pigeons that the nazir brings, Rameir says, nazir, he's a nazir. This expression shows he wants to be a nazir. The chachamim, the sages say, ain't a nazir. This would not render him a nazir. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.